Sometimes the best way to learn a new skill is to just do it, like picking up a new language or learning how to bake or drive. Turns out this is also the case for Bronze Age swordsmanship. Yep, you can learn that too. A team of archaeology researchers has added sword fighting to its to-do list. Raphael Hermann is an archaeologist at the University of Göttingen in Germany.
Anything you ever see on TV about sword fighting is just Hollywood. There's no big arching movements. There's no exchanging blows, etc., in that sense. And what really surprised me is how close you are to the opponent most of the time. You can literally look them in the eye. You can smell the breath if you're unlucky. It's extremely fast as well. So you don't have much time to think, hey, what am I going to do next? You have to train so much that your body automatically knows what you can do.
So you're studying bronze swords for this particular project. And I gather bronze swords are found commonly all over Europe, but historians were not convinced that people actually fought with bronze swords. Why is that?
People thought it was such a soft material. They thought it would never be able to withstand clashes in a battle or anything like that. So instead they thought, hey, they look very pretty. They're very shiny. The ones we find in the ground are normally green because they're corroded. But when you make a new bronze sword, it almost looks like a golden sword. So people thought, hey, these are very high status symbols. People just had them for ceremonial or status purposes, and they couldn't have been used in sword fighting. But nobody ever tried it. Nobody actually took a bronze sword into battle until about 15, 20 years ago. And then we were getting the first insights that, hey, actually, these swords really do hold up quite well. You can use them. They don't immediately break. They don't necessarily bend, or they don't deform in any sort of way. We just still didn't know how the fighting was actually conducted. We didn't know what people were actually doing with the swords.
So your research changed that. What did you actually do in your research to challenge that belief?
So previous approaches were just people essentially having a replica and just hacking at things, and they then determined, hey, this sword really stood up well. But we wanted a much more scientific approach to the whole topic. So about 20 years ago, there was a method developed which is called metalwork wear analysis. Every time you use any sort of metal tool and you use it on other materials, it leaves minimal traces, microscopic traces on it. You can then figure out, okay, this sword has the trace, maybe a bulge. And if you do an experiment and says, okay, this experiment has also shown this is how a bulge was made, then you can get a pretty clear idea of how the swords were used in the past. For example, during these fights, we could show that you would never try to parry with a flat side of your bronze sword. This is a technique often used in the Middle Ages. With an iron sword, it preserves your cutting edges. But if you do it with a bronze sword, it immediately bends your sword and you can't use the sword anymore.
So you're an archaeologist, Raphael. Is this hands-on approach becoming more common in archaeology? Is there something that the experiential method can teach you that you just can't learn from reading a historical account or examining an artifact?
I think absolutely. The problem with particularly experimental archaeology, people didn't do it scientifically for a long time. People just went out in the woods, for example, and built a hut for their own pleasure and gained something out of that. But in order to do science, which is at the end of the day what we as archaeologists were trying to do, you have to have proper experimental protocols. You have to record everything. It has to be completely reproducible. And particularly with this paper, particularly for Bronze Age combat, I think we've almost created like a blueprint for other researchers how they can expand on this research. There's so much more stuff out there that needs to be done. There are thousands and thousands of weapons in Europe alone. We've done over 150 experiments, but we've only just scratched the surface, really.
Raphael Hermann, an archaeologist at the University of Göttingen in Germany. Thanks very much. Great to meet you.
Thank you very much.